It was definitely a fun few years in Prescott for coach and counselor Kevin Haglund at Prescott High School. Coach Haglund has stepped away from Prescott to take a job in the Elmwood-Plum City District as athletic director, K-5 dean of students, and defensive coordinator for the football team. Coach Haglund joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to talk about his new endeavor.
Yeah, you know, the opportunity kind of presented itself right around the end of May, and I had a colleague or a friend, if you will, that had taken a principalship job down in Plum City, and we had just gotten talking one afternoon, and that turned into a lunch, which turned into talking with administration down there. And Elmwood and Plum City are combined for sports and athletics, and they were looking to combine the athletic director position, where before that they had an athletic director in Elmwood and an athletic director in Plum City, and now they were looking to combine that if they could find the right candidate. Inside that would come a K-5 dean at Plum City. So I knew admin was in my career somewhere. I knew that it was something that I wanted to do. I just didn't think it was going to happen this soon, especially, you know, allowing me to do the dean work, which is kind of dipping your toes in the water, as well as the AD piece. But I think really the AD thing is my calling, given that I've been a varsity head coach, I've coached at the college level, I've officiated at the varsity level, I've officiated at the college level, and then I was also a player at the high school and the college level. So not that you need those experiences, but it kind of checks the three boxes of, you know, athlete, player, coach. And it's, I think it's kind of a unique perspective that I'll have on it, and, you know, the different connections within each one of those arenas. You meet and network with so many different people that offer all those different things that those people do. So excited about it, but very bittersweet. I've been explaining it to everybody that when I'm at Prescott and you're saying goodbye to everybody and you're packing up your office and all that, it's very bitter. But then when you're down and you're unpacking and you're meeting everybody and you're getting new opportunities thrown at you and new challenges, that's kind of the sweet part. So very bittersweet, but, you know, sad to see everybody as I exit one chapter and enter another one.
Coach Haglund with some of his memorable moments as a Cardinal, whether it be as a coach or a counselor.
I think my number one memory that's going to stick out has got to be my first varsity coaching game. First game I coached as a varsity head coach, we beat Rhinelander in Prescott. So I got a victory in my first game as a head coach. And I remember Joey Schulte, he had 27 carries, 187 yards, and 3 touchdowns that game, kind of toted the rock for us. I asked him if he was good to go for the fourth quarter, if he could grind this one out. And he said, 1-0, coach, and he was ready to go. So, you know, and then I think that year, too, we had some amazing leadership out of our seniors with Westy Barch, Joe Rusin, Ty Sanford, Peyton Brown. All those guys were instrumental. Derek Rundquist, a part of that group, too. Just some awesome leadership out of that senior group and irreplaceable guys there. You know, obviously the coaching staff, you're going to miss them. And then the number one thing is just the kids from the K-5 level that I was at up to the middle school kids that I built all those relationships with, and then the high school kids. I don't think a lot of people, until they do it, realize that in the middle of the football season, I spend more time with their kids than they do. And I spend more time with their kids than I do my own family. So just the development and watching them grow, that's what it's all about, and that's why you do it. I mean, obviously, wins and losses, those are fun to talk about, and everybody wants to win, obviously. I mean, you don't coach to lose, but just the developing of the relationships is what it's all about. Just when I told the kids that I was no longer going to be their head coach, just watching their faces kind of melt a little bit, and, you know, I was overwhelmed by it, too. You know, I broke down in front of them, and it was hard, difficult. You know, you're saying goodbye to kids that you've built up for the last 4 years, and it's just like when you see kids leave for graduation, except now this one was, you know, leaving for other reasons. But, you know, I always remember that. Yeah, I remember, I don't know if you know Marie Magnin, but Marie Magnin was a district nurse in Prescott for a lot of years, and she recently retired. But my first year, she handed me a journal, and she said, write down all the memorable things that you can think of that happen as they happen, and then when you're 30, you should write a book and then retire. And now that I am almost 30, I think I need to start doing that, so that maybe by the time I'm 40, I can retire then. But I think that the Prescott community has had an important kind of stamp on my book as I navigate through each chapter, and I was very fortunate for the opportunity that Prescott gave me.
I asked Coach Haglund what excites him most about his new position in the Elmwood-Plum City School District.
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, I think it's a community that is hungry for new. It's a community that's hungry for change. They're ready. Kind of a turning of a page. And I think that they are extremely excited about new change and opportunity, because when you get down here, this is Division VII in football conference. It's Division IV and V in the baseball, basketball world, right? It's as small as you can get. And they've got two schools combined for like 150 total kids, right? That's about what Prescott has in each class, a little bit bigger than each class, right? But they are built around athletics, and they have a lot of participation in athletics. But when you see that in those divisions, they're the same size as everybody else. You don't see the big discrepancies in enrollment. So I think it's one of those where it's any man's game. If you show up and you compete, you're going to have a fighting chance. And you don't have a lot of those. I don't want to call them excuses, but you don't have those differences as much. You know, if you're a school of 400 and you're playing a school of 900 and you're in the same conference, well, yeah, that's a different challenge that is sometimes out of your control as a coach. Whereas if you're a combined school of 150 and you're playing, a Spring Valley of 200, well, all right, the playing field's a little bit more leveled. So, again, I think there's so much participation, and the community supports it and really wants to see some success come out of this. Elmwood and Plum City were rival schools for a long time, and now they are combined. You know, I always liken it to, it'd be like if it was Prescott and Ellsworth combined for athletics. So that's kind of been the bond that's happened with Elmwood and Plum City. And it's been a difficult changing period at times, you know, with different people's viewpoints on that, as it would be if Ellsworth and Prescott. You know, you got to change some people's minds a little bit, and you got to, you know, swallow some pride sometimes, and it's no longer us versus them, it's a we thing. So I think that's the coolest thing, is trying to bridge that gap and really get these two communities to get along and understand what it's really all about, and that's the kids.
Not only are we happy for Coach Haglund and his new position within the Elmwood Plum City School District, but even better, the fact that he's still going to remain a Prescott resident.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, for the short term at least, I'm going to stick around the Prescott community, and I'm going to continue to live there. I think it's been a fantastic place to start my young career here and to grow and develop. And so I'm excited to stay a part of the community that's been so welcoming to me, and I'm looking forward to that too. And, you know, I'll still be around. My hours are going to be a little bit different. You know, you might not always see me out and about, but I think yesterday I got down here at 5:45 in the morning, and I got home at 9:15 last night. So it's some long hours, some long days, but still excited for the opportunity, and I'll miss everybody in Prescott, but I'll still be a part of the community. I'm excited to see everybody, and it, just like always, you know, feel free to come up and give me a hug or a big handshake or something. You guys know me. I love relationships, and that's what it's all about in the end. So don't be afraid to reach out and pick my brain a little bit on, you know, maybe how things have been going, or, you know, how the Packers are going to beat the Vikings this year.
We'll see about those Vikings and Packers, Coach, as we send Kevin Haglund over to the Elmwood Plum City School District. Thanks, Coach.